Coach is filmed before studio audience.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, Don.
Got something I want you to look at.
Sure. One kitchen table, two chairs, couch, cardigan sweater. What's this, Dauber?
It's a list of my assets for my will.
Your will? Why are you thinking about that now?
Hey, you gotta take care of business. I don't want the state to take all my valuables.
Valuables? Six forks, two gray socks, a flashlight?
What I'm doing is I'm going around to all my loved ones and I'm letting them choose the things they want.
Gee, Dauber, that's so morbid, thinking about the things I want after you die. Plus, I already have most of this stuff.
But that's not the point. You'd be using something of mine. And I could go in peace knowing that one day you'd use my alarm clock or eat with my fork or wear my socks and I would live on.
But, Dauber, as much as I don't want to talk about this, if you go before I do, I'm not going to need this stuff to remember you by. You've been very special to me. You're very important to me. That's how you're going to live on. Do you think, Dauber, do you think I could forget the good times we had, the laughs that we've had together, how hard we've worked together? Do you think I could forget how I feel about you?
How about the beanbag chair?
You want me to have the beanbag chair?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take the beanbag chair. And number 27, the microwave.
Sure.
Thanks, Hank. You look great today.
How about those old cheesy goldfish things? You got any of those?
Right.
Hey, we're back.
What?
Got any of those chicken fingers left over from happy hour?
I'm working here.
I'm sorry. I was the boss.
Thanks. So, where were you last Saturday, Ruth Ann? I missed you.
Oh, I went to the Screaming Eagles year-end bank.
Really? Hey, how'd you get into that?
I'm going out with a defensive coordinator.
Really? Hey, you're going out with Luther Van Dam?
Yeah. You want to meet him?
Yeah, sure.
Come here. Luther? What are you doing?
I just got a couple of these cherries here.
Luther, I brought somebody over to meet you.
Yeah, how you doing? Could you help me up here? I think I'm stuck, pal. Okay. There, we pull. That's short. There. Okay. Lift down. Okay. Thanks. Okay.
Nice to meet you. How are you?
I guess he's a little nervous. Sometimes people get tongue-tied around sports figures.
Look at you. You're dripping. Wipe your hands. You know, I love it when you come to visit me at work, but you gotta behave.
Okay.
Don't be mad at me. You know I'm crazy about you.
Yeah.
Come here.
Jeez, Ruth, when are you gonna stop smoking?
Don't start that again, Luther.
No, I mean it. I worry about you. You had four cigarettes just as I sat down here.
Yeah? I lit one up every time I refilled your beer nuts.
What's that supposed to mean?
The junk food's gonna kill you before cigarettes kill me.
Oh, yeah, sure. You probably got more stuff stuck in your lungs than the lint trap in my dryer.
Yeah, well, you ate so much junk food that if you cut yourself, custard would come out. I only say that because I care about you.
Well, I brought up the smoking thing because I care about you. I don't want you to be around for a while.
I want you to be around for a while.
So you're going to quit smoking?
Just like that?
Just like that.
It'd be the best thing you ever done. Come on, what do you say? Why don't you just quit right now, Ruth Ann? Just cold turkey right now. What about it? Huh? Really?
Okay. Tell you what. I'll try and give up cigarettes if you'll try and give up junk.
Huh?
Come on, Luther. It's going to be a lot harder for me. I've been smoking for 30 years.
Yeah, well, I've been eating for 60.
Come on, Luther. We got to shake on this. Come on. Come on, Luther.
Hey, it's a deal.
No more cigarettes.
No more junk food. Starting tomorrow, right?
Right.
Guess what? As of 6:43 this morning, I, Luther Van Dam, ate my last cheese noodle ever.
What are you talking about?
Ruth Ann and I made a deal. She agreed to quit smoking if I agreed to give up junk food. She said the junk food's gonna kill me.
Oh, well, with all the preservatives you've eaten, you got a shelf life of 90 years.
Hey, Luther, I made up the list.
Huh? Great. This is all stuff we get when you're dead?
Pick whatever you want. 27 and 36, you're going to the big guy.
Hey, you got an electric toothbrush?
Number 95.
Oh. Wait, hold it. What are you doing?
Looking at the list.
What are you eating?
Fruit pie.
I thought you weren't going to have any more junk food.
That's not junk food.
Fruit pie?
That's right. Fruit pie. Fruit.
And what else?
Corn syrup.
Well?
Corn. Corn's vegetable. Fruit and vegetables. I'm eating a salad here.
Artificial flavoring, artificial coloring, propylene glycol. Mm.
I think that's Latin for apples.
Hi, boys. What's that? That.
That? That's Daubert.
Huh?
That Daubert?
Why are you holding it?
I was just explaining to him how bad this stuff is. See, that contains prophylactics and knife work.
Face.
I'm sorry, Ruth Ann. I just get so tempted.
Yeah, I know you're going to be tempted. That's why I got you these rice cakes. If you need a snack, eat one of these.
Hey.
Now, can I trust you?
Yeah.
Okay. See you later. Bye, boys.
No kiss?
I'm late.
Come on, just give me one little kiss before you go.
Okay. Bye.
Wait a minute. That tastes funny.
Well, maybe it's because my breath is fresher now that I've quit smoking.
No, that's not... It's not a fresh breath taste. That's a breath from a can taste.
Well, I use breath spray, so what?
What are you covering up? You had a cigarette. Ruth Ann, you admit it, you had
a cigarette. Okay, I was tempted.
You throw my pie away, and then you smoke your cigarette. You're a hypocrite.
Wait a second, you two. You can't quit cold turkey without it being hard. You got to work together through the hard times. You got to work with each other. You got to use the buddy system.
Oh, yeah, that's what they do in those 12-step programs. If you're tempted to cheat, you call your buddy.
That's a great idea. You want to be my buddy?
I'll be your buddy.
Okay, it's a deal.
See you later.
Okay, honey.
Bye.
Have a good day. Call me, buddy. If you need help, I'll call you, buddy. Have fun, okay?
Okay, it's 12 o'clock. I'd like to take a look at the film with those two kids from Indiana, so... Would it be okay with you guys if we eat while we're watching?
Oh, it's fine with me.
No problem.
Well, Luth, I know you're trying to be good. Is it going to bother you if we eat in front of you?
No, not at all. I brought my last Luth and made up something special for me. I'll be fine.
You sure?
Sure. Let's eat.
Thank you. Thanks, son.
All right.
Wow. Big kid. How tall is he, Darwin?
He's 6'4" and he's only 17.
Do we have any shot at this guy?
That's hard to say. He wants to stay close to home, but he's got relatives in Minneapolis. You know, I bet we could get him here for a visit.
Not a bad idea. Man! Kid's tough. Look at him standing in the pocket. His feet planted like that?
Yeah. You see the way he looked at three different receivers where he threw the ball? That's pretty mature for a high school kid. Yeah.
can get this kid. Dow Perry's our starting quarterback. He's only going to be a junior next year. This kid's good enough to play somewhere right now.
Doesn't hurt to try. Hey, when you go to visit him, there's two or three other kids from that same part of the state that I think you should go see. That's only going to cost you an extra day.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good.
Oh, hey. I want to show you that running back I was telling you about.
Right.
Now, this kid's a little on the small side. He's fast as anything.
Whoa! Yeah!
This kid's team won the state championship. He averaged 8 yards a carry, caught 40 passes, and he scored 15 touchdowns.
No! I can't take it! Revenge! Damn, where are you? It's Luther. I can't be punished with an answering machine.
Oh, it's really bad, Luther. There's this great, big, beautiful Italian hero sandwich, and there's potato chips and chocolate cake. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm weak. Oh.
Where's that cake? Where's that cake? Get out of my way. Get out of my way. I want that cake. Give me that cake. Give me that cake. Give me that cake. Give me that cake.
Trust
me, Ruth.
Neither can I.
I don't know what I'm gonna do. I need you.
I need you. Oh, God. Oh.
Hey, Gov. I thought you weren't gonna give us this stuff till after you were dead.
Well, I thought about it, and I'd rather people have the stuff. Well, I'm still around to see them enjoy it. Have a seat.
Dover, thanks for the sweater.
Oh, you're welcome, Howard.
It's just a little too big for me. I was wondering if it's too late to trade it for something else.
Oh, I'm sorry. Everything else has been taken.
Oh, damn. How about the things you're going to buy from now on? Can I first crack at those?
Hey, Duff, thanks for the stapler.
Hey, welcome, Luther.
A rice cake?
Oh, no, thanks.
You know, they're not half bad. 10 or 12 bags of these, and I'm pretty much filled up. Hey, Hayden?
Huh?
A rice cake?
Yeah, heard about these. This will come in handy.
So you haven't had any junk food, Luther?
Nothing. Not a hot dog, not a cupcake, not even the two French bed pizzas I always eat before bedtime.
Well, how do you feel?
Honestly, I never felt better in my life. I got all kinds of energy. I'm not sleeping as much, so I'm more productive. Last night, when I normally would have been asleep, I stayed up and watched 3 infomercials.
That's what happened.
She hadn't had a cigarette in 4 days. See, what we realize is we're both suffering what you call a oral fixation. So whenever either one of us gets a craving, we're together all the time, so we just turn down the lights.
Okay, that's wonderful, wonderful. What do you say we get to work? Hello? Oh, yeah, here. For you.
Hello? Hey, buddy, how's it going? Really? Bad, huh? You still at my place? Yeah, okay, I'll see what I can do. All right. Hey, can I take an early coffee break? She's having one of those cravings.
You just got here, Luther.
Yeah, but she says really bad.
How long is it going to take?
Well, 17 minutes.
Go ahead.
Thank God!
Easy, honey, easy.
Oh, it's bad this time.
I know. I passed that pie shop on the way over here. You know, one shaped like a giant pie.
But you were good.
I just closed my eyes and kept on driving.
You're my strong man.
We still got about a minute and a half. You want to?
Oh, no, I'm okay. I got to go to work, too. You want me to meet you here after work?
We have all those gang films the high school seniors to look at. I might be late.
So shall I just go home?
I want you to be here.
Well, why don't you give me a key and then I can come in and go out whenever I want. Is something the matter?
No, nothing.
So give me a key.
Well,
do you have a problem with giving me a key?
No, yes. If I give you a key, you know, it would be almost like we're living together.
Well, we are almost living together.
Well, no, we're not exactly. It's like you're just spending time here when you're not spending time there at your house.
Luther, we're sleeping together, we're eating together, we're watching television, reading the newspaper together. We're spending all our time here together.
Yeah, well, we're not living together.
Oh. I see, you don't want to live with me, do you?
I didn't say that. I live with you. No, it's when the time is right.
Oh,
maybe.
Okay. I was wrong.
No, I didn't mean to.
You just think of this as some temporary relationship.
I didn't say that.
Well, that's fine, because you know what? I don't need you. I don't need this.
I can't believe you're smoking a cigarette.
Well, I am. And you can eat a whole box of cookies for all I care.
I don't understand. Why do we have to keep Dauber's chair here?
Because he wants to see me enjoy it. I thought I was going to get it after he died and then I could stuff it in the garage or something, but now I have to enjoy it.
For how long?
Until he dies. Hey, Lou. How's your diet going?
Kind of fell off the wagon.
Boy, when you fall, you really fall, don't you?
What's for dinner?
Hey, I think you've had enough, Luther.
What's the matter, Luther?
Ruth Ann wants the key to my apartment. Can you believe it? She just wants to barge in and take over. She wants to live with me. Can you imagine that?
No.
I mean, living together, that's a big step. I'm just not ready for it. I'm not.
Jeez, well, Luther, you know, for the last 3 days, you've been talking how great it is being with her.
Don't you see, Hayden? She wants the key. The key. The key changes everything. The key is the key.
Luther, what are you so afraid of?
I'm not afraid of anything. I just like having my own place. I want my privacy. I want my freedom.
More than you've liked these last few days?
Just so as you know, the last 3 days haven't been all peaches and gravy. I mean, I just mentioned the good part to you. I didn't tell you about it. She tried to put a bath mat down on the bathroom floor with flowers on it.
What was there before?
Quincy.
Luther, what you're going through is normal. The idea of living with someone can be very scary.
Oh, you can say that again.
2 weeks before I did it, I was completely petrified. I mean, we were so different.
Oh, right. Yeah.
He was set in his way, so was I.
Uh-huh.
And worst of all, I was allergic to his cats.
I didn't have cats.
This wasn't you. But out just great, Luther. And I realized that the thing that I was the most scared about was commitment and change. Luther, is it possible that you're just so hung up on the idea of living with someone that you're forgetting how much you enjoy living with Ruthann?
Thanks, Christy.
So, guess everything turned out great between you and the cat man, huh?
heard that.
What do you want?
Still smoking, huh?
What's it to you?
If you're gonna smoke, you might as well use an ashtray.
You bought me an ashtray?
Are you gonna use it or not?